Hey there, sunshine. It's your girl Laura Bennett back with another dose of daily motivation. And let's be real, some days just feel blah, right? Like a worn-out sweater you can't quite bring yourself to throw away. Ever felt that way? I know I have. But here's the thing, even on those meh days, there's always something good to be found. And focusing on that something good, practicing gratitude, can actually make a huge difference in how we feel. It's like flipping a switch from frown town to happyville. Now, I know what you're thinking. Gratitude? Isn't that all fluffy and rainbows? But trust me, it's way more powerful than just saying, thank you, for your latte. Cultivating gratitude is about actively noticing and appreciating the good things in our lives, big or small. It's like training your brain to see the silver lining even on a cloudy day. And guess what? Science backs this up. Studies show that people who practice gratitude regularly experience less stress, better sleep, and even stronger relationships. Who wouldn't want a piece of that, right? So, how do we actually go about doing this? Well, my friends, it's easier than you think. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Keep a gratitude journal. Seriously, just grab a notebook or use that notes app on your phone and jot down 3 things you're grateful for every day. It could be as simple as a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning, or a heartfelt conversation with a friend. These small moments can add up to big happiness. 2. Express your appreciation. Don't just keep those good vibes bottled up inside. Tell people you appreciate them. A genuine thank you or a heartfelt compliment can brighten someone's day and make you feel good too. Remember, kindness is contagious. 3. Savor the little things. Life is full of little moments that deserve our attention. Take a few minutes each day to truly appreciate the simple pleasures, like listening to your favorite song, taking a warm bath, or enjoying a beautiful sunset. These are the things that make life rich and meaningful. 4. Reframe negative thoughts. We all have those days where negativity takes over. But instead of letting those thoughts spiral, try to reframe them into something positive. For example, instead of thinking, I'm stuck in traffic, think, this is a great opportunity to listen to my favorite podcast. You'd be surprised how much this little shift can change your perspective. 5. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you appreciate what you have right now. Take some time each day to simply breathe deeply, notice your surroundings, and let go of any worries or anxieties. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind. Think about that last time you really felt grateful, maybe for a delicious meal, a funny story shared with friends, or even just a comfy bed at night. How did that feeling make you feel? Energized? Content? Lighter? That's the power of gratitude. It can shift your entire mindset and bring more joy into your life. Speaking of real-life examples, let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to be super stressed out all the time, work deadlines, family commitments, the whole shebang. But then she started practicing gratitude. She started making a list every night of 3 things she was grateful for, no matter how small. It could be as simple as a sunny day or a good cup of tea. Over time, Sarah noticed a huge difference. She felt less overwhelmed, more positive, and even slept better. And guess what? She told me the other day that her relationship with her husband had improved too because she was focusing on the good things in her life instead of dwelling on the negatives. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate gratitude and boost your mental well-being. Remember, it's not about ignoring the bad stuff, but rather finding balance and appreciating the good that already exists in your life. Even on those tough days, there's always something to be grateful for. So go out there, spread some kindness, and remember, you are loved, you are capable, and you are worthy of happiness. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of positivity. And if you have your own gratitude stories or tips, I'd love to hear them. Leave a comment on the podcast page or tag me on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.